Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's Sunday morning at 8:30, and it's time for You Better You Bet on the Fan, presented by Sugar House Online Sportsbook, with your hosts, Mark Melusis and Nick Costas.
It's a good Sunday morning to one and all. A Week 10 edition of You Better You Bet right here on the Fan. Moose, Costos, we'll take you for the next action-packed 30 minutes running through each and every game on this Week 10 NFL Sunday slate. Good morning, Nick. How you doing, buddy?
Moose, what's going on? I'm doing well. Not as good as you sitting with a Dustin Johnson to win the Masters ticket. I got Cam Smith 90-1, four shots back. So, interesting day, both at Augusta and, of course, in the National Football League. Excited to preview today's NFL action, make some bets, and, of course, Moose, win some money. And as a reminder to our listeners, if you're in the great state of New Jersey, visit PlaySugarHouse.com right now to make your bets alongside Moose and myself. You got to be 21 or older, playable in New Jersey only. If you've got a gambling problem, that's no bueno. Please call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Oh, today is a glorious day. You got the Masters early. You got the NFL all day. You mentioned Dustin Johnson teeing off at 9:39 this morning. Your guy Cam Smith teeing off at 9:28.
Yeah, he's done.
And you've got him at a ticket at 90-1, and he's four shots back at Dustin Johnson. Coming off DJ, coming off a 7-under par round number three there, Nick Costos.
Yeah, DJ's scary. I think he's the scariest golfer in the world when he gets rolling. I mean, he's unstoppable. So, we have seen this. I don't even want to say this because you've got
the DJ ticket. You're looking for a collapse.
I'm looking for a collapse. And look, it's happened before with DJ in majors.
Greg Norman happened before on the Masters on Sunday.
We have seen it. We've seen a lot of Matt Jordan Spieth recently with the Masters collapse back in 2016.
McElroy.
So, listen, I need it. And how about this? I was going to say I'll send you some money if I win my Cam Smith to make up for your DJ, but that would be a lie. I'm not going to do that.
You're not going to send anything.
No, I will
that's
not.
Just not the way that Nick Costos is. I've
that's
known
right.
you too long. You're going to basically yes. bask in, you're going to lay in all the money on your bed, buck naked.
That well, is Scrooge McDuck. We yeah. dive into the gold coins like Scrooge McDuck from DuckTales, yes.
Let's run through the games today, Nick. Let's start locally here in New York as far as the Giants are concerned. They're home taking on the Philadelphia Eagles, and they're getting four at home. You and I are going to disagree on this first game because I know where you're going after you hopped on with Maggie and myself on Friday, but I like the Giants today in the 4 points. It is a Giant playoff game for all intents and purposes. They win, they remain alive, they lose, and I understand what their record is and what this Giant team is, and I get the whole thing about reality and narratives. Narrative-wise, though, the Giants have played a lot better than what their 2-7 record would lead you to believe. They really have. They've been in a lot of competitive games, and they've lost a lot of close games. I think there's going to be another one. I'm not telling you the Giants are definitely going to win. I'll take the Giants and 4 points at home against this Eagles team, especially with the inconsistency of Carson Wentz this year.
Now, Moose, you know, it's become like a running gag when I come on with you and Maggie on Fridays here on the Sunday You Better You Bet. There is a Nick Costos never bet list. And the first team that makes the Nick Costos I would never bet on this team this week list is the New York Football Giants. Now, I do need to say that I bet the Eagles laying 3 earlier in the week. So this number's up to 4. And I actually expect this total, Moose, which is sitting 44.5. I think this is going to come down by kickoff because there is inclement weather expected in Philadelphia. So I think, if anything, we'll see this total drop a little bit, and that makes the 3 more valuable for Philly, and actually makes the Giants a little bit more valuable of a side, honestly, here. But I would not bet the New York Football Giants with your money, with my money, or with anyone's money here. This is ostensibly the healthiest the Eagles are going to be all season coming off the bye. Basically, everybody's back. Lane Johnson's going to be healthy and playing. Yep. Jason Peters, Jalen Reagor, Miles Sanders, Dallas Goedert, they're all going to be playing in this game for Philly. And I said it to you on Friday, Moose, the Giants had plus five turnovers last week against the Washington football
team.
They managed to win by three against a third-string quarterback, and Washington almost won at the end of the game. Do you know how hard that is to do, people listening to this right now, to be plus five in turnovers against a bottom five team in the NFL and barely win? I'm a Giants fan. I don't like to kill this team, but how can you bet on them? How can you put your money on them? I won't do it, but Moose, I do have some props that I like in this game.
Yeah.
Sportsbooks, Moose, have yet to adjust to Evan Engram's new voluminous target share under Jason Garrett. 29 targets in his last three games. Voluminous is a good word. Evan Engram, 3.5 receptions is his 3.5 is his receptions over under. We're going to go over there again. 29 targets in his last three games. We'll also go Engram over 37.5 yards. On the Eagles side, the Giants back to their old tricks, getting decimated by opposing tight ends. Dallas Goedert will be the Eagles tight end one over the rest of the season. Even when Zach Ertz returns off injured reserve, we'll go Goddard over 40.5. And assuming James Bradbury will be shadow covering Travis Fulgham, that's going to leave the rookie wide receiver, the speedster Jalen Reagor, in soft coverage on the other side. Let's go over Jalen Reagor, 41.5. So Engram overs, Goddard over, Reagor over receiving yards, Eagles and Giants.
All right, Cleveland entertaining the Houston Texans. The Browns are laying 4 at home as a 4-point home favorite. Weather's going to play a factor in this one. Texans coming to town. Cleveland a little bit healthier. Obviously, no Odell Beckham Jr. He blew out his knee a couple weeks back, torn ACL. But they do get Hooper back at tight end. Offensive line a little bit healthier today for Cleveland. Running backs as well. Going up against the Texan team, we know has been a sieve absolutely in all season long and stopping the run. That's a concern I have. Now, you could make the argument, okay, I'm going to take Deshaun Watson and the points. However, with the wind and the weather out there in Cleveland today, that might be minimized as well. I see the only way with the wind and the weather out there in Cleveland, I think the only way you go in this one is the only thing I trust would be the Browns' ground game, especially with a healthier Cleveland offensive line.
Amos, you absolutely nailed it. This total has come down 10 points from the opener of 55.5 down to 45.5. And I think that's because I think probably sports bettors realized that they didn't adjust enough. Last time the Browns played, time we saw them, that 16-6 loss to the Raiders before the Browns bye when there were 30-mile-an-hour wins in Cleveland, the total dropped to 49, not nearly enough in a 16-6 final score. So we have seen this total fall 10 points, which is incredible in today's day and age in the National Football League, in any day and age for a total to drop 10 points. So wins swirling over 30 miles per hour in Cleveland today. If you were telling me we had pristine weather conditions here, strong case to be made for the Texans against terrible Browns secondary to bomb them down the field. But Moose, I agree with you on this one. I trust the Browns rushing attack against a terrible Houston Texans Swiss cheese run defense. Nick Chubb is back for the Browns. You mentioned Austin Hooper. He's more important in the run game today than he is in the pass game. And Browns star guard Wyatt Teller also back after a multi-week absence. Going to make a huge difference for the Browns run game here. So I bet the Browns laying 3 earlier in the week. Don't love it now at 4. I would not bet the Texans though. So Browns are nothing. Some props that I like. We can go over both Nick Chubb and Kareem Hunt rushing yards and feel good. Chubb 72.5, Hunt 61.5. Jarvis Landry caught 4 passes in the wind game against the Raiders a couple weeks ago. This is the healthiest he's going to be all season, Landry. He was nursing a lot of injuries coming into the bye. His receptions prop is 3.5. I actually think he goes over. I wouldn't play over yards, but I think he's going to be Baker's security blanket. So Landry over 3.5 receptions. And David Johnson, Houston's running back, placed on injured reserve. That means it's a revenge game for the other D. Johnson in the Texans' backfield. That's Duke Johnson going to get the ball early and often against a Browns run defense that was touched up by Josh Jacobs for 130 yards a couple weeks ago. Let's go over Duke Johnson, 60.5 rushing yards.
Panthers entertaining the Tampa Bay Buccaneers this afternoon. Carolina is a 6.5-point home dog. As the Bucs coming to town, last time we saw Tampa, they were getting throttled by the New Orleans Saints in the Sunday night game. Now, a little bit of a plane issue for Tampa Bay. 7-hour delay before they were able to take off and head up to Carolina. So they were sitting there on that airplane or in that airport for quite some time. So that's an issue when you look at Tampa. Other than that, I think this is – get right is a little strong. Carolina, give them a lot of credit. They played well last week in Kansas City. That was a lot closer game, and they were a lengthy field goal away late from winning it. I understand it was a 67-yard field goal, but it was a 67-yard field goal, and they had an opportunity to get a little bit closer. closer late. Carolina, Matt Rhule, Brady, they've done a tremendous job. Tampa, I think they adjust from their god-awful game plan they had against the New Orleans Saints. Offensive line, certainly an issue for Tampa Bay, but when they're healthy, they're good. I think the Buccaneers and Tom Brady bounce back in a big-time way this afternoon on the road at Carolina.
See, I like the Bucs potentially as a teaser leg if you tease them down to a pick or even in a money line parlay. Then I do laying the six. And here's kind of, I have a terrible rhyme for you, Moose. Ready? No more pet. No Bucks bet. Ali Marpet missed the game last week for this.
Terrible.
It's terrible.
Is,
awful. I mean, Marpet is Tampa's
a
star.
A for creativity, what?
Yeah,
Nick.
I mean, not even. I would say an F for creativity. Maybe a C for creativity. So the Bucks offensive line, when it's healthy, is great. But it is like it's a Jenga tower. It's a house of cards. You pull out one piece and the whole thing comes crumbling down. We saw that happen against the Saints. So Marpet being out is massive. Now, the Bucks don't get a lot of pressure here. So there's some unknown here, which leads me to not want to lay the 6 points with Tampa. But I do think the Buccaneers are going to win this game. So no bet for me on the side. We also need to wait to see if Carlton Davis, Tampa's number one corner, is going to play. Questionable, but did practice Friday, which would seem to portend to him playing today. So no bet for me on the side. I do like Tampa to win, so maybe in a money line parlay. Some props that I like. The Panthers hemorrhage receiving yards to opposing running backs. Leonard Fournette is Tampa's pass catching running back. Let's go over Leonard Fournette 20.5 receiving yards. Now it's muddled a little bit, right? This Tampa receiving core with Antonio Brown now there along with Evan and Godwin. The guy that I trust today is Godwin. In the slot, we're going to go over Godwin 4.5 receptions. No more pet. Brady's going to want to get the ball out quickly. Godwin's going to be the guy he goes to. Let's go over Godwin receptions 4.5. And Robbie Anderson, the former Jet, touched up this Bucs secondary for 109 yards when these two teams played back in week two. Have to imagine Todd Bowles going to key in on stopping Robbie. So let's go to the other side. DJ Moore, over 54.5 receiving yards today for the Carolina Panthers.
There you have it. One more 1 o'clock game to get to, or two more, I should say, before we head to the backloaded 4 o'clock window today for the National Football League. Packers entertaining the Jaguars quickly on this one, Nick. Packers home. They're 2 touchdown favorites against Jacksonville. I don't see a way, and I give Jake Luton a lot of credit for the way that Jacksonville played last week and the way that he played after we kind of disparaged him last week and knocked in, who the hell is this? Look at where Jacksonville's going. And you know what? He played pretty well, and the Jaguars played pretty well. So give him credit for that. This is a very, very difficult spot. On the road, in Green Bay, weather a little factor. The Packers should be able to run it. I think the only side, if you're going to play this game, I don't see how you realistically make a legitimate argument for the Jaguars and the 14 points on the road in Green Bay. To me, either you take the Packers and you lay the 14, maybe get involved in a teaser and tease that number down, something of that nature. But to me, it's either Green Bay or no go.
I did bet the Jaguars last week, and Jake the Snake slithers in through the back door at the end, but they're going to cut the head off the snake today, the Green Bay Packers will. It's Packers or nothing here. You can't bet the Jaguars. Now, there is wind in the forecast. Think similar to the win we saw a couple weeks ago when the Packers got dumb-trucked by Dalvin Cook and the Minnesota Vikings here, but the Jaguars are not the Vikings. I think the Packers can score almost any time they have the ball in this game. So Green Bay or nothing for me. It's a big spread, and there is wind. So I don't know if I'm going to play this game yet, but I would definitely not play the Jaguars. Anything, how about this? Hits 13.5, I'm in on the Packers. 14, stay away from me. Jaguars get killed by running backs in the receiving game. Jamal Williams back off the COVID list. Let's go Jamal Williams over 11.5 receiving yards. Aaron Jones over 22.5 receiving yards. And Davante Adams, Moose, he is fantastic. But keep in mind, last time he played in a win game against the Vikings, 7 catches, 63 yards. Did score 3 times, but less receptions than you would think, less yards than you would think in a big-time win game, 25 miles per hour at Lambeau Field.
You want to think about a dumpster fire? Think about the Detroit Lions last night after that putrid performance last week against the Minnesota Vikings. You look at the Washington football team. They are limited in nature. There's no doubt. They're down to their third quarterback, Alex Smith. They hate Dwayne Haskins. They can't wait to get rid of him. But Ron Rivera's got this team playing hard, and they at least last week, second half, they played much better second half against the Giants than they did in half number one. And easily, if not for Alex Smith turning the football over left and right, could have beat Big Blue. However, now they go on the road in Detroit. They're getting 3.5. I don't know which way to go in this game. I don't trust Detroit. I can't legitimately come on the airwaves this morning and tell you I love the Washington football team. Gun to my head, if you want to use that, I'd probably take the WFT because this is a WTF game because I don't know what to make of this game, and I can't look at it and say, you know what? I love Stafford, Patricia, and the Lions. They are a mess. I look at Washington, I say, you know what? You look at this team, I trust Alex Smith more than I trust Stafford, but Washington's limited in nature because you know what? They're not particularly good either.
You know, I did have the W TFWFT joke locked and loaded. So stolen from me, from you, Mark Melusis, on a Sunday morning. But you said you don't know what to do in this game, so I'm going to tell you, and I'm going to tell all the listeners. It's the Washington football team, or it's nothing today against the Detroit Lions. This Lions offense is impotent without Kenny Golladay. No Golladay today for Detroit. Daryl Bevel can't help himself. He wants to give the ball to Adrian Peterson, which is insane given Peterson is the third best running back on the team. Peterson talking openly about a revenge spot against the team that cut him. Like, can we get this guy out of the NFL already? Enough Adrian Peterson. So Detroit, 6.3 yards per carry allowed the last couple games. This is an easy game plan for Washington. Pound Antonio Gibson, 45.5 rushing yards. Let's go over that for Antonio Gibson. J.D. McKissic from Captain Checkdown Alex Smith, 14 targets last week for the pass-catching running back. 33.5 receiving yards is his prop. He's going to catch 7 passes in this game. Let's go over McKissic, 33.5 receiving yards. And the Lions get crushed by opposing tight ends. Alex Smith again, Captain Checkdown, not going to get the ball down the field. I worry for Terry McLaurin. Logan Thomas, over 31.5 receiving yards. McKissic over receiving yards. Thomas over receiving yards. Gibson over rushing yards. And the WFT makes Lions better. Say, Moose.
WTF. There you go. Exactly right. It's 6 games in the 4 o'clock window. Backloaded it because the Masters, obviously, getting going early. So good job by the National Football League, Nick. And as we hit that 4 o'clock window this afternoon, Arizona entertaining the Buffalo Bills. Bills coming off a hell of a performance last week offensively against Seattle. Arizona close loss in what was a fun game against Tua and the Miami Dolphins. You're getting 2 on the road this afternoon right now at PlaySugarHouse.com. If you like the Buffalo Bills.
Yeah, and I want to take a minute to tell you and all the listeners about our friends at Sugar House Online Sportsbook, only available in the great state of Jersey, but a must use if you, the listener, if you're in New Jersey. It's by far my favorite online sportsbook, and trust me, over the past 2 decades, I've used a lot. Great lines, promotions, quick payouts, incredibly trustworthy and secure. How about this? You win and you get your money. What a novel concept. If you're in Jersey, visit PlaySugarHouse.com right now to make your bets. Got to be 21 or older. Playable in New Jersey only. If you've got a gambling problem, we implore you, please call 1-800-GAMBLER. On the Cardinals and the Buffalo Bills, easy handicap here.
Over.
Bills offense versus Cardinals defense, advantage offense. Cardinals offense versus Bills defense, advantage offense. Ergo, we will bet the over in this game. It's a high total. Don't care. Feel really good about it. Give me the over. If it hits 3, that's my buy point with the Buffalo Bills. If it hits Bills plus 3. Otherwise, no bet on the side. 3 props. Let's not overthink it. Patrick Peterson is not what he once was. He can't cover Stephon Diggs. Diggs, over 78.5 receiving yards. DeAndre Hopkins, big bounce back spot for him after not a lot of stats last week, but a lot of DP. PIs drawn. Hopkins over 74.5. And John Smokey Brown on the other side of Patrick Peterson. Revenge game against his former team. 47.5. Are you kidding me? Way over for John Brown and the Bills and the Cardinals.
Yeah, you know what? And I can see that. If I had to pick one side this way, I'd probably take the Bills and the points on the road. I think even though defensively they have not shown you all that much, offensively they're obviously going to score on Arizona. I agree with Nick. I do like the over in the game as well. Out to Vegas we go. Sin City Raiders entertaining the Denver Broncos. Raiders are 3.5-point home favorites in this one. I don't know what to make of Drew Lock. Drew Lock's a great fantasy quarterback. He really is.
He's the new Blake Bortles.
I mean, he basically is down early, down late. He's throwing late. I mean, he's putting up 25 to 35 points every single week fantasy-wise, but it's not equating to wins here for the Denver Broncos. They're back on the road taking on a Raider team. I guess I just trust the Broncos defense a little bit better than Vegas. I trust, though, Vegas's consistency on offense a little bit more than I trust the inconsistency with Drew Lock, even with him going up against a bad defense in the Las Vegas Raiders. I would probably take the Raiders in this one, lay in the 3.5. I don't love it because you're right at that key number and laying the hook. If I could get it down, I'd do that. But I'd probably take the Raiders and lay the 3.5 in this one.
Yeah, Lock's the new Blake Bortles. Oscar the Grouch. Garbage time production here for the Denver Broncos. Reason why this number has come down, the Raiders' offensive line is a mess. Trent Brown is on the COVID list. Colton Miller, their other tackle, is doubtful. Richie Incognito is on IR. Gabe Jackson, questionable with an illness. Denver's defense is not good, but there's enough unknown here to make me want to stay away from the spread in this game. But I do like the over. power. And I think both offenses have matchups they can exploit. Let's talk about some props. And I like the over 51 in this game again. Darren Waller, 177 yards last year in two games against the Fangio defense. His prop, 52.5, will go over on Darren Waller. The Raiders placing middle linebacker Corey Littleton on the COVID list. That helps Noah Fant in the middle of the field for the Broncos passing offense. Over 44.5 for Noah Fant. KJ Hamler, the speedster out of Penn State, is now the Broncos slot receiver. Judy kicked to the outside. 10 targets last week for Hamler. He's a big play threat, 4.2 speed in the 40-yard dash. Hamler, over 36.5 receiving yards. And Jerry Judy is an absolute beast. He's coming into his own. He's a stud. The Raiders have no one that can cover him. Let's go over Jerry Judy, 58.5 receiving yards.
All right, Dolphins entertaining the Chargers. Miami is 1.5-point home favorites in this one. I think it's more of a pick'em than anything else. I mean, I think there's value with the L.A. Chargers on the road taking on the Miami Dolphins. It's not much. I get it. But still, it's 1.5. Chargers coming off, and they find new and interesting ways to lose. And Anthony Lynn's team, they're close and everything like that. Herbert, Tua, Herbert certainly being impressive. I think he can throw on that Miami Dolphins secondary and that defense. Listen, I know the Chargers, all they do is find ways to break your heart. I don't think that happens this afternoon. I'm going to take the Chargers and the points on the road in Miami.
I love the Chargers as well. And if you're out there, you're squeamish about taking the Chargers, you can tease them up through the key numbers of 3-7 to +7.5, which I think is outstanding. Here's why I like the Chargers in this game, and this is an on-field handicap. So Chargers offense versus Dolphins defense. Dolphins have the two great corners on the boundaries, right, with Byron Jones and Xavier Howard. You know what the Chargers going to do? Attack the middle of the field with Keenan Allen and play the game. Hunter Hurst, Henry. We'll go Henry over 42.5 receiving yards. And on the other side, Preston Williams is not like Mark Clayton or Mark Duper as a Dolphins wide receiver, but he's important. He's on injured reserve now, which means it's basically Devontae Parker, and that's it for this Dolphins receiving core. Remember, they traded their number three wideout, Isaiah Ford, to the Patriots before the trade deadline here. So I think Tua's options are going to be limited here. So I like the Chargers here, and with Preston Williams on IR. Let's go over Mike Gesicki, 34.5 receiving yards. It's Parker and Gesicki in this Dolphins passing offense. Chargers will key on Parker, and I think Gesicki can have a decent game. So give me the Chargers, Hunter Henry over yards, and Mike Gesicki over yards.
Hit the 425 window. Steelers entertaining the Cincinnati Bengals. Pittsburgh, strange team. They're great. I mean, we know how great they are, and they haven't lost, and they came back last week against the Dallas Cowboys and a game that we joked around, how do you take the Cowboys? Well, I mean, the Pittsburgh Steelers didn't cover that spread and found themselves at one point in time down 2 touchdowns. They play down to these, right? They had Tennessee dead. Tennessee comes back. They cover the spread.
It's a hallmark of the Tomlin-Roethlisberger era. They do it every year.
I mean, this is basically it with Pittsburgh. So when you look at this game, it's easier to look at and say, well, how do you not lay the touchdown with the Pittsburgh Steelers in this one going up against the Cincinnati Bengals? Be careful there, though, because the Steelers have played down to their opponent. The defense has been a little leaky in the second half, especially when they've had double-digit leads. You look at Joe Burrow, he can certainly beat you with his arm, and he's got that it factor, and with his legs. You can easily make an argument today to take the Bengals and the 7 on the road, not to win the game, but maybe backdoor, maybe a late touchdown from Burrow. You've seen that here with that Steeler team, and you've seen it too consistently to not think it's a characteristic of the team.
Well, I think it's like all the Bengals' reasons are kind of narrative-y, like Joey backdoor, Joe Burrow, Steelers played down to their level of competition, and we did see that. I mean, to be fair, we did see that happen last week. But this number opened to 10 or 9.5, down to 7. Give me a break. I'm going to lay it with the Steelers here at the discount here. And if you get Steelers minus 7.5 at Play Sugar House, tease them down to minus 1.5. I think that's a great teaser, like maybe along with the L.A. Chargers. Bengals can't stop the run. Big dose of James Conner. Over 78.5 receiving yards. Bengals crushed by receivers on the perimeter. Let's go Deontay Johnson. Over 50.5 receiving yards. I think he goes over 100 receiving yards. Steelers can be had against the run. We've seen that the last couple of weeks, but Joe Mixon not playing in this game, I think, is big for the Steelers, bad for the Bengals. I will lay it with the Steelers to bounce back here, get an emphatic win, and make the naysayers quiet for at least another week.
Well, there you go. And you like the Steelers. I think you make an argument. Probably I'd push to take Pittsburgh, lay in the 7, but you look at the Steelers' last 3 victories, all wins, by the way, are all by 5 points or less. All right, let's head out to Los Angeles, that beautiful SoFi Stadium. The Rams entertaining the Seattle Seahawks, and the Rams are 2.5-point home favorites in this one. The line's ticked up a little bit because the Seahawks at one point in time were just getting 1.5. Now it's up to 2.5. If you like Seattle, little reaction from from what we saw last week. Listen, I don't think you needed to see last week's performance against Buffalo to realize Seattle's defense stinks. It's been terrible all season long. It doesn't matter if they get Jamal Adams back. They can't cover and they can't get to the quarterback. That's the other issue when you look at the Seattle team, and Carlos Dunlap is not going to resolve that. You look at Los Angeles and the Rams, kind of been a little bit helter-skelter here. I think they're obviously a significantly better defense than what Seattle's going to present here. Can the Rams slow down Russell Wilson enough? I think they can. I like Los Angeles today at home laying the 2.5 against Seattle.
Yeah, I like the Rams at anything under 3, so I agree with you there. Rams offense versus Seattle defense. Now, Umadi is back, missed a couple games. Shaq Griffin, though, still out for Seattle. That's big here. So I think the Rams can. I think this is a Jared Goff game to just bomb it down the field on a terrible Seahawks secondary. Love Goff in daily fantasy. Let's assume Jalen Ramsey shadows DK Metcalf. He said he wouldn't. I don't care. It makes the most sense for that to happen. Let's go back to the well. He burned us last week. I don't care. We go back to the well. Tyler Lockett, over 65.5 receiving yards. And Mark Malusis, your guy, Josh Reynolds, down the field. The Rams deep threat.
Anytime touchdown.
We're going to go back to the well with
there
that.
There we go, Nick
plus,
Costa.
Plus 300, Josh Reynolds, anytime touchdown, and over 45.5 receiving yards. Seahawks love giving up big plays to opposing wide receivers. Believe it or not, Josh Reynolds is the Rams' number one downfield threat. Reynolds over yards and anytime touchdown, and let's lay it with the LA Rams.
I'll tell you, when sometimes, and there's narratives and there's reality, you might look back at last Sunday's performance by the New Orleans Saints against Tampa Bay as kind of the circle the wagons. That was the moment that New Orleans came together. They're home this afternoon, 4:25 kick, entertaining the San Francisco 49ers. If you like the Saints, you're laying 9.5 against San Francisco. They're healthier. Thomas back at wide receiver. You know the limitations of Drew Brees at quarterback, but 49ers are all kind of all over the place. Sometimes they're a Jekyll and Hyde team, have been all season long. They've dealt with injuries. They've dealt with a rash of injuries. Losing George Kittle certainly hurts that offense, dealing with that fractured ankle. I think the Saints have found it here, Nick. I really do. I can't make an argument, and nor would I, take the 49ers going on the road in New Orleans and taking the 9.5. I'm going to lay it today with the Saints and the 9.5 because I think last week, I think they sent a message not only to Tampa Bay, but to the rest of the NFC that this Saints team all of a sudden is found it a little bit.
Well, we will be head-to-head, mano-a-mano, if you will. Assuming I get 10. If I get 10, that's my buy point for San Francisco. You said 9.5. That's the line
at
Sugar
right
House.
Yep.
This hits 10, which I assume it will by kickoff. Then I am in on the San Francisco 49ers, and I also moose like the over in this game. Now, the Saints are going to go up and down the field on a terrible injury-ravaged 49ers defense, so let's not overthink it. Let's go over Michael Thomas, 71.5 receiving yards, discounted Thomas coming off the injury. Let's go over Alvin Kamara, 40.5 receiving yards. Niners actually good stopping the run, so I think that Kamara will do his thing as he always does, but I think it happens this week in the pass game. Now, you give Kyle Shanahan 10 days to prepare coming off a Thursday game. I think he's going to have something cooked up for the Saints defense here. Not saying they're going to win the game, but Brandon Ayuk is back. Trent Williams, their left tackle back, both off the COVID list, didn't play in that game against Green Bay. We will go over Brandon Ayuk 56.5 receiving yards, and the Niners a bye for me at 10, and I think this game actually flies over Moose the total at 49 points.
All right, Sunday night affair quickly. Ravens and Patriots tonight up there in Foxborough. Pats are getting 7 points as a home dog. To me, it's Baltimore or nothing when I look at this one. I have confidence the Ravens will be able to run it. Limitations when you look at Cam Newton. They barely came back and beat the Jets a week ago. Give me the Ravens and laying the touchdown, Nick.
Yeah, I would tease Baltimore here. I don't feel confident laying the 7, but I do think the Ravens would win. So you got up to 7.5, tease them down to 1.5. Mark Ingram's going to be back, so like we can't really project this Ravens running back core or Lamar Jackson running the football. Gilmore's questionable. If Gilmore does not play for the Patriots, let's go over Marquise Hollywood-Brown receiving yards. Otherwise, just a tease for Baltimore, and I do expect this total to drop with weather expected in Foxborough.
That does it for us. Look at that. Fastest half hour in New York radio. Right there. All said and done. Best bet of the day, Costos?
Well, I'm going to tell you about it in a second. If you're in Jersey first, go place those bets at PlaySugarHouse.com. And listen, how about Entercom buying BetQL this week?
Love
BetQL
it.
Is a fantastic app. You can find my favorite bet of the day over on the BetQL app, BetQL.com, and my favorite player prop. Helps sports bettors of all kinds. Got the algorithm analyzing 350,000 unique bets every year. Tells you which side professional bettors are picking. Get started today at BetQL.com. Available at Apple App Store and Google Play. play-by-play. Moose, wishing you and all the listeners out there minimal sweats, winning bets, and the absolute very best of luck. 4 hours of me and Danny Parkins on the Radio.com app coming up right after this. And to you, good luck to Dustin Johnson and me for Cam Smith.
Yeah, Deal and myself coming your way next. Our thanks to Ed Arzuman back at the shop at 345 Hudson. We'll chat with you next Sunday for a Week 11 edition of You Better You Bet right here on The Fan. Good luck, everyone.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.